At High Plains?
High Plains is an elevation of probably 6 to 10,000 feet. And
a particular type of vegetation?
Grass. No brush to mount anything.
Okay. Something that rises off the plains, it's very tall. I mentioned this just a second ago.
Mountain?
And then smaller than a mountain is a
hill.
Okay, are there different types of mountains and hills or different names you might have? Or what would be the distinction between a mountain and a hill?
Oh, the mountain would be much larger and higher than a hill. And would be harder to climb.
Okay. What about, have you ever heard of the term draw? A draw?
A draw, uh-huh. What? That is wider than a gulch or... And it has grass, generally a little stream running through the bottom of it.
And if a stream carves out an area, what about canyon? You know that term?
A canyon, yeah. It's a high, the box canyon. If you are talking about a box canyon, that is a high, a hole surrounded in high, with high hills or peaks. Or
Is there ever another term you use for canyon? What about in there, where a stream comes over a cliff? What would you call that?
Waterfall.
Okay. Are there different types of waterfalls?
No.
Or rough water.
No, I don't. I can't think of any. We just.
What about the term white water?
Well, now white water is where the waves are being washed, blown by wind, and it causes a froth on the top of the water.
Is it, at times, does it have something to do with rapids in a river?
Well, yes, I guess it could. What I was thinking of was Jackson Lake, when the wind comes up and that white water comes. But there, it isn't, but it could be a river with the white water.
And what about a rock and a stone? Maybe you could define those two terms for me and tell me if there is any difference.
A rock and a stone. Well,
which would you use more frequently?
A rock, because of so many rock hounds. And there's always some value to every rock. If you notice, I have lots of them lying around.
Okay. But if you were going to throw one of these, which would you throw? A rock or a stone?
I'd throw a rock. I might pick a stone up out of the river, but on the land I'd call them all stones.
Rocks?
I mean rocks on the land and stones in the river.
Okay, here we have another section. This one's to do with society. A woman whose husband dies is a...
widow.
Uh-huh. A child whose father doesn't recognize him is a...
orphaned.
Well, the father won't claim him. The child is born out of wedlock.
Bastard.
Okay, any other terms for that? Okay. What is, do you know of a type of noisy party held after a wedding? Ever heard of a chivalry? What's that? Did I get it right?
Yeah, chivalry. That's what they did to my mother when they put her in that wheelbarrow and brought her down to Mrs. White's.
Okay, so a lot of what happens in the chivalry? Is that generally what happens?
Oh, well, there's quite a bit of noise, I guess, and drinking going on.
Okay, and it happens before or after this?
After the wedding. Okay. And we were chivalried in the back of a pickup field with... jars, glass jars.
Okay. What's this instrument that...
a harp?
Is that what you call it?
That's what I call it.
Okay.
Do it like this.
Uh-huh. You blow it, sort of associated with old Civil War movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.